Sometimes one seemingly good story turns out to be too good to be true. But the story of why may be even a better story. Earlier this month, Noah Schachtman, contributing editor of Wired magazine and editor of their national security blog Danger Room, came on the program to talk about a report of the swelling of Iran's intelligence agency.
So what is this capability that Iran seems to have, and who is it paying attention to with its network of spies?
It's called the Ministry of Intelligence and Security, and reportedly it has a network of over 30,000 agents both throughout Iran and overseas.
This week we've learned that the reportedly part of that was a little dubious. Wired has since updated their story. This week the Library of Congress says the widely cited report that noted the 30,000 Iranian spies has been pulled from circulation. The reporter that called into question that unusually large number is Justin Elliott, reporter for ProPublica. He joins me here in the studio. Justin, welcome.
Good to be here.
So you noted in your article that we picked up the story, that Wired picked up the story, that others had picked up the story. But the fascinating story you told is how a government report or a trolling of the internet, in a sense, allows governments to come up with information and assemble reports that are favorable to their policy aims.
Right. I mean, this report came out of a little-known office of the Library of Congress called the Federal Research Division. And what they do is other government agencies come to them and actually pay them to produce reports on a topic of interest. So in this case, part of the Pentagon went to the Library of Congress and asked them to produce this report. But when you start looking at the sourcing, it becomes pretty clear that whoever wrote this, there's no author listed, was basically just putting search terms into Google and printing whatever came up first.
And when it becomes government report, all of a sudden it achieves a sort of gold standard for reportability that puts it in a different category than simply something on Wikipedia.
Exactly. And ironically, this 30,000 number actually did end up on the Iran's Ministry of Intelligence Wikipedia page after some of the press coverage. But yeah, when as you say, when there's sort of the imprimatur of the U.S. government on some of these quote-unquote facts, and then it gets into, you know, reputable press outlets, it becomes very hard to sort of kill something that may or may not be true.
But tell me about the mechanism here. Is it possible that this Library of Congress research arm becomes something of a propaganda ministry for various arms of the government who need a report that is in concert with their views about a particular country or a foreign policy aim or an approach to, say, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq kind of thing?
Right. I mean, there's no evidence for anything like that. I mean, a lot of this is still unclear. As I mentioned, there's actually no specific author listed, so we don't know who wrote it. We do know that a Pentagon office called the Combating Terrorism Technical Support Office is the agency that sponsored the Library of Congress to do this study. And then the study was first published by a conservative website called the Washington Free Beacon that was leaked a copy and published it online, and then it was picked up elsewhere. And then it spread from there. And also, I mean, one has to assume that there are actually intelligence arms of the U.S. government that perhaps do have good information about Iran's intelligence operations, but this report does not represent anything like that.
Yeah, a government report is not necessarily the CIA's on-the-ground intelligence. It could be just something trolled from the internet by this agency and the
Right.
Library
I mean,
of Congress.
This very much reads like something put together by a freshman in high school doing a report on Iran's intelligence ministry.
And oddly, it could still be true, yes?
It could be true. You know, I ran the number by five or six Iran experts. Some of them thought it could be in the ballpark. Some thought it was too high. I mean, it also might depend on how you count. Do you count paid operatives? Do you count informants? There's other numbers floating around for this, for how many employees the ministry has. I've seen the number 15,000 cited. And I'm still trying to figure out the origins of this 30,000 number. And the earliest reference I've been able to find is from a Arabic language magazine and out of London in the late 90s. So it seems to have been out there for nearly 20 years at least.
Justin Elliott, intrepid reporter for ProPublica. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.